nothing to apologize for. That's what the net's for. Again, we just kind of keep the repeater warm and make sure the finals stay keyed up. And, you know, again, it's a place to rag to definitely once we get to this portion. So nothing to apologize for. Definitely appreciate you coming in here and checking in with us for sure. But I got you checked in here, Chandler. We got Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. And definitely don't be afraid to come back in here. That's, again, what the net's for. Getting folks communicating and talking. Like I say, we were just in the rag chew portion with Larry, and again, coming in and asking questions, that's what the ham community's for. And definitely, if we can help you learn something, I don't think anybody will be any upset about that. Like I say, APRS is kind of fun. Like I say, I was mentioning to Larry, occasionally I'll kind of you know, the big thing, I usually take my HT with me, so it's always fun to see if I can hit a iGate or APRS repeater and see where I've actually been hiking, that kind of stuff. Same thing with driving. Normally, I'll just kind of keep my HT in the car. But it's a fun facet of amateur radio. Like Larry said, you can do as much or as little as you want to with it. But, you know, there is some specialized equipment. You have to have APRS or TNC. You know, some way to transmit digital, because, I mean, it is a digital mode. But definitely look it up, and if you run into questions or issues, definitely reach out. We'll try and help you out as much as we can. Over.
That. Well, I'm going to head back into the house, because if I don't, I'm going to run my car battery dead sitting here talking on this thing. So I'll say 73 to everyone on the net. Glad you're here tonight. And thank you for calling the net, sir. I'll be clear on your final, sir. Okay, WWZ 73.
Good to talk to you, sir. 73, my friend. Definitely don't run that car battery down. Talk to you again soon. All right, while we're in the middle of rag chews here, we'll go ahead and see if we have an additional check-ins. Any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. We were in Campobello tonight, and sorry for being late, Mike. I'll hang around for a few minutes. Just got to the radio. Put me in for some comments.
4HR, next internet. First, like to welcome Chad and his beautiful bride, Miss Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. And Chad got one rag chewer ahead of you, but definitely got you marked down here for comments. And also like to welcome Miss Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa. And Chad, sounds like the same thing I do. You know, there's always stuff going on that keeps me out of the shack. And I'll walk by the radio and I'll see the little red bar going up and down or green bar going up. So I know somebody's talking, but I just can't get in there to get to it. But, Chad, good to hear you. We'll be back to find out how your day was here in just a minute. All right, let me look up the log. And it looks like Steve, Kilo Romeo 8, Mike Romeo, KR8MR, was next up on the stump. So, Steve, I hope you're still around. Hopefully we didn't run you off. So we'll dust off the stump. I'll pass over the frequency to you and find out how was your day, sir. This led you. I think we... KR8MR. Steve, are you still around, sir? Nothing heard. So, Chad, I guess I may have misled you there. I don't necessarily want to put you on the spot, but I'll go ahead and pass over the frequency to you and find out how was your day, sir.
Everybody on the net. Pretty good day, I guess. Had a pretty productive day. Got to go up to the mountain and take care of a few things up there. And I've been working some digital modes here recently. I set up a Winlink gateway for a packet, and my ham shack is literally torn all to pieces. Computers everywhere, radios sideways, power meters leaning, and I just don't know what to do with all this as of yet. So I'm just trying to recover from getting everything set up, but I'll get it straightened out tomorrow. It's just mess right now.
Honestly, I think that's just about everybody's ham shack, probably 80 to 85% of the time. If you don't have wires running places and, you know, batteries and stuff taken apart. Was thinking about while Larry was talking, I meant to mention to him, because he was mentioning how, you know, how the, like, a 4x4 square ham shack is. You know, I have a desk, a L-shaped desk, and one leg of it is my ham shack. So, you know, I primarily operate off of mobiles or the HT. But, you know, my dad, when I was growing up, he had the whole basement. And he had, you know, some of the boat anchor radios. Still has quite a few boat anchor radios. But he's got the room for it. And, you know, he's got the whole shelf and rack and, you know, everything else. You know, he had the actual RTTY, RTTY RTTY teletype. And, I mean, I still remember that thing going, which is probably a terrible sound, but, you know, when he would be capturing our copying RTTY over the airwaves and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I've got a computer, my little mobile here, a power supply, a couple batteries, wires going everywhere. But, again, I think that's part of it. Every now and then I'll try and clean it up, but that just gives me more room to run more wires later over.
Right. I think I've figured out your dad's secret. A bigger space, well, a small space gets cluttered really quick. If you have a bigger space, you know, you can wait a couple of weeks before you do anything about it. But when you have a small space, you know, you have to keep it under control rather quickly. So, other than that, I've finished up one of my antenna projects last week, and I'm trying to figure out a way to change the azimuth and elevation when I get it, you know, 60 feet up. So I've been experimenting with get the antenna up on the tower to do some testing with a battery pack that will last, you know, enough to test, to get the antenna pointed where I want it. And after it's pointed where I want it, I don't care if the battery dies. And just leave the motors up there with it. So I've been messing around with some remote control, trying to get some of that straightened out. But, so not only is the ham shack a mess, the shop's a mess. And, you know, I've got the 12-volt window regulator motors that goes in a car laying everywhere trying to, you know. It's just, you know, just a lot going on. But, like I said, I'm sorry I'm late. I just got tied up.
Just saying, you're never late as long as the net's still going on. So, you know, I'm the world's worst. I'll turn up the radio, realize it's 10 o'clock, and be like, I missed the net again tonight. So, happens a lot for me. So, I understand completely. But definitely, sounds like you've had an interesting and productive day. Like I said, I don't really, or haven't in the past, really done much with directional antennas. I've got the, you know, little handheld arrow antenna, their little Yagi, the 2-meter 440, that I kind of play around with when I was doing some, trying to listen to the ISS as it flew over, and some limited satellite work. Not anything major. Everything else I've done for HFs, just wire antennas. And I'm kind of limited on my lot, so I don't really have, I actually have to look. I can't really change much between north, south, and east, west, so it just kind of goes where it goes. And I just kind of take what I can from listening. So, but it's usually just, you know, a little dipole. A lot of them, not to advertise. I don't even think the company's around anymore. I think the gentleman who did it passed away, but the Carolina Windhams have been my go-to. So if I can find those, usually I'll pick those up. And, you know, I've got a couple of those that I need to put back together. They've come down with weather or getting tangled in a tree, or actually my next-door neighbor had a yard man come over, and he saw a he saw it tied off with some paracord and thought I had tied a branch off to keep it off the house, and he cut the paracord, and my antenna came out of the tree. So I was a little surprised. I went to key up, and my tuner just kept tuning. I was like, that doesn't sound right. Walk out, and my antenna's laying on the ground with a little note that said, sorry, please call me if you need help getting this back up in the tree. But, you know, stuff just happens. But, yeah, I don't have any doubt you'll get it up there and pointed in the right direction, and I'll get it all squared away here in its own time, though.
KL4NUE with AK4HR. So I've got a dipole hanging out here in the pine trees. So I've got a little thing set up out here where I can raise the lower the dipole on. I don't know. When I do testing, I've got a whole series of strings tied up in the trees so I can drop a dipole and raise another one, you know, in 10 or 15 minutes to test or whatever. But I keep the ends of it tensioned with, you know, two bricks to keep the dipole relatively tight. And on the edge of the driveway coming into the farm, there's a rope swing out there with a tire on it on one of the big pine trees. So occasionally we'll get some of the kids from the neighborhood. They'll come out here and look at the goats, or and they've spotted the tire swing. So occasionally we'll get a couple of them out here to swing on the tire swing. And, you know, we won't say anything to them. They don't bother nothing. They're having a good time. Or we'll, you know, me and Dad will go talk with them or whatever. But a couple weeks ago, it's two of them out here, and they saw the bricks hanging about 4 feet off the ground. So I looked out the window, and now they're swinging the brick, you know, round and round, tugging on the rope. And I didn't fuss, but I, you know, went out there, just distracted them, and, you know, explained that was my bricks for my antenna, you know. See that antenna up there? And, you know, had to be kind of nice, but let them know, you know, you come swing on the swing if you want to, but don't be messing with my bricks.
Again, kids will find a way through anything, it seems like. You know, I just remember my parents probably would say the same thing. If there's something I can find that I'm not supposed to find, I was probably going to find it somehow. But I think a lot of times if you explain to them what it is, but it's catching them before that, you know, before the damage is done, so to speak. Good to know. I think you mentioned they were just kind of swinging the bricks, so hopefully it didn't do any damage or pull down the antenna or anything like that. I tell you, if you hide something or put something away, it's kind of like, you know, when my kids were younger, and probably mean to say, but we would have, you know, the adult candy and the kid candy, and they would always find the adult candy, you know, the good stuff. But no matter how well you hide it or put it or prep for it, somebody's going to find a way around it.
All right. You know, you got to stay on guard. Our oldest son, I mean, our last child is left the house a year and a half ago. So we had three, and they all relatively left about the same time. College and marriage and, you know. So we've been through. I was looking the other day. We've got hardwood floors here in the house. And I never realized till the other day I was looking, and all of the polyurethane on the floor is gone. So 20 something years of three kids and all of their friends, you know. I told Anna the other day, I said, the house is just wore out, honey. You know, the house is settling and floors are, you know, worn out, and me and Anna are just so tired. We really don't care, you know. That's just character. So hopefully when we pass away, the roof will cave in shortly after we go, and they'll have to deal with it.
Going through the same thing. You know, our kids moved out now, and, you know, it's funny, though, we still call their rooms, even though one room now is my office and you know, ham shack, and then the other room is Angie's kind of craft room and you know, her office. So, you know, during COVID when we were working from home, we kind of had to get our own space and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we still say when they mention something, we're like, you know, in your room, you know, or when my son calls, we'll say, you know, your room. And it's still called by that name. So, you know, I don't think it'll ever be our office or anything. But we've got the same thing. We've got plans for projects. We're doing some renovation from the same stuff, you know, family, friends, them, their friends, the dogs, everything else, just life in general will wreak havoc on a house. So, you know, there's always something that has to be done, but we're kind of the same way. You know, as long as it's standing while we're living here, we'll be okay.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But that's, you know, that's all part of it. And, you know, we were talking the other day. We feel like we've done a good job with the kids. You know, I give a lot of credit to my wife because I spent so much time overseas. Sometimes I feel like she did all the raising. But we are proud of them. They, you know, everything we own is worn out, but it's worth it because, you know, they're doing good and contributing the way they're supposed to and make us both proud daily. So that's what it's all about. But anyway, Mike, I'll let you go. I know it's late. You gotta sound like you got a good net going, and appreciate you calling the net, sir. I always enjoyed listening to your nets. But anyway, I'll say 73s to you, and you be safe. If you need anything, give me a holler. That's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Definitely appreciate you coming in there and making a few comments. Definitely tell Miss Anna we said hello, and always good to talk to you, and definitely see you. Hopefully, I missed the testing session last month, but plan on making this month's. Can't remember the old saying, God willing and the creeks don't rise, I think is how it goes. But anyway, Chad, definitely good to hear you, and y'all stay safe, and we'll talk again first chance we get. 73, my friend. All right, as we get here to the middle of the 2200 hour, 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, goodness, can't even tell time anymore. But we'll go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins before we close down the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Additional check-ins, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Please check in, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4R, W. Richard and Grable. No traffic, no round table. Good to hear you. Thanks for calling the net.
Hope you'll be my last check-in tonight. Either way, that's okay. Definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. I'd like to welcome Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. And Richard sounded good up to the repeater tonight. Yeah, we're just kind of keeping the net open. Had a couple rag chewers tonight. Actually, I was going to see if Steve was still around, KR8MR. He was signed in for a couple of comments, but I think we may have gone a little too late for him to stick around for us. But Richard, appreciate you checking in with us. Definitely good to hear you, my friend. And definitely come back and check in as often as you can. All right, let's give one more call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause there. It means we have everybody for the moment, so we'll give one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control, I have a comment, if I may.
Go ahead, comment.
SRR here, and I just needed to just throw out a little bit about that APRA's net. We're talking about the checking on us and all. And it sounds like something we all need to know everything we possibly can about, and in my case, probably to avoid. If I get on the Appalachian Trail and I disappear, it's because I wanted to. Let the Big Brother find me by the light of my 6L6 finals and the sound of my tapping key. Stay free, y'all.
and that is all. Again, I think the good thing about APRS is it's only automated if you choose for it to be automated, so it's your choice versus some of the phone apps that track whether whether there's legalese stuck in the little tiny fine print of that licensing agreement you signed. But, you know, again, with ham radio, you can choose to do it or choose not to do it. Again, but it's completely under your control, APRS. It does link up to computers, and, you know, APRS.fi is the website. So it's, you know, there's a database that reads all those packets and plots them. But again, strictly voluntary. It's not quite as bad as some of the cell phone apps are out there. But, yeah, I kind of agree. If I'm going into the woods, I typically take most of my electronics and either leave them in the car or leave them at home, except for my HT for, again, emergency purposes. And a lot of times that's either off or down, or APRS isn't actually transmitting at the time. So definitely feel you on that. If I'm going into the woods, usually it is to disappear for a few minutes and get away, not necessarily be connected to everything else I am on a daily basis.
But once installed, how do you know it's really on? Anyway, somebody's probably expecting the X-Files theme song to be cued any minute now, but I'll say enough of my foolishness for tonight. I am a proud Luddite in the regards to amateur radio. Warm tubes and the hum and crackle of analog knobs. Everyone have a great evening. This is KD4SRR in Newberry, South Carolina. Saying clear.
Mike?
Go ahead with the comment.
M4DJC. You can always, the other thing you can do, you can always change the ambiguity on your GPS coordinates, so it's not going to tell exactly where you are if you don't want to. Of course, I know Robert's not familiar with APRS, but you can turn the modem off and it won't transmit anything. Anyway, it is fascinating, though, especially with the ISS back on, their APRS stations back on again now. They run it concurrently with the voice repeater, so it's pretty handy to use for that if you like that sort of thing. M4DJC, back to net.
I agree with that. And like you say, you can turn the modem off. It's a little more controllable, I guess, under ham radio, because, again, you can turn the frequency to a different frequency if you want to and only transmit APRS to somebody that you want to copy it, or you can use the standardized 144.390, I think, if that's right. I know I have my radio set up for it, but I think that's the APRS frequency. But again, it's like ham radio, you know. It's not transmitting unless you key the mic, usually. But, I mean, again, I know our phones transmit all kinds of data, so it's a little bit more secure. Well, not secure in that fashion, but more controllable, like you were mentioning. So, and you can turn the ambiguity down so it's not quite, like you said, releasing the exact position. But, you know, again, typically when I'm hiking, if I turn it on, it's because I want my family to know where I am. So, but again, it's ham radio and it's open to everybody. So there is that. But again, if I'm transmitting my position, I probably want people to know where I am, at least over APRS.
Man, I think I just look up for call signs. I know where we live anyway. Anyway, have a good evening. You had a good night. Had a good night tonight and enjoyed it. M4DJC, back to you, Mike.
Appreciate the comments there. And I think that was Chad coming back in, but if I'm wrong, just go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, Mike, can I have a quick informal with KD4SRR?
Your station, sir.
KD4SRR, KO4 in UE.
You've got me, Chad.
Hang on after the net. I'm going to change your mind. KO4NUE, back to net.
KD4SRR.
Go ahead, Robert.
You won't have an opportunity because I will be in Anytime Fitness lifting steel with the best people on the planet. So I will be doing something physical that I recommend for everybody, especially late night. So while I'm pumping iron, save the conversation. Try, you know, work on your speech to convert me to the Devil's Digital. And then lay it on me, man, tomorrow. Anyway, I got to get off this thing and start getting on the machine. This is KD4SRR, clear. And remember, code never fails.
Comment, KD4WWV.
Through.
We might have to catch up with Robert later. So, Robert, definitely be safe out there and do a couple sets for me. I mean, I did a little workout this morning, but probably not to the level you're going to do if you're headed to the gym. So I'll take the credit for a couple of sets if you'll do those for me. And, Chad, you'll just have to follow up with him at a later time. But appreciate you wanting to come in there and provide some more information. And, Chandler, go ahead with your comments, sir.
Roger that. I was going to say something to KD for this one. If you're still listening, if you get convinced and you like ATRS enough, I would recommend if you like to talk on HF and stuff, try DMR. It's quite an interesting program. DMR. And with that,
KO4WWZ, back to that. Never actually done much with DMR, but I have played with the Yaesu version of their digital mode, which is Yaesu Fusion and Wires X, some of their stuff with their digital modes. And DMR is a little bit different, but I know, you know, there's multiple versions. I think DMR's Motorola's adaptation, D-Star is the one ICOM and Kenwood use, and then Wires X, Fusion, CDMA, I think is what, no, not CDMA. I can't think of what they actually call the actual transmitting mode, but I know all the vendors seem to have one that nobody's really standardized on yet, but DMR seems to have a little more control with, you know, registry. Well, I guess Yaesu does too, because you actually have to, you know, send your call sign and equipment serial number into Yaesu so you can connect into the Wires X node, but I don't think you have to do quite as much registration with the repeaters and that kind of stuff. You know, it's more of an open, a little bit more open if you have a digital repeater. But anyway, I'll be talking about digital modes forever. But, yeah, they are definitely fun to play around with. They're a little, I don't want, they sound more computer-ish, if that makes sense, than some of the analog modes. You know, there's definitely a little digital twang in there, at least on the Yaesu stuff. But it's definitely fun to play with. Again, you can get as far down or as deep as you want to in each of those modes. But I haven't done much with DMR. I might have to explore that a little bit.
Roger that. I recommend, if you're going to explore DMR, be in contact with Richard, KA3JCA. Me and Richard and a couple of other hams on the repeater has recently purchased a plug-and-play package with Bridgecom Systems. And with that plug-and-play package, you get the Anycone 878 UV2 Plus with a SkyGrid hotspot, the package, the radio, and the hotspot. Both come pre-programmed, so when you take them out of the box, you can immediately get on the air within 5 minutes. And also, if you get an account with Bridgecom Plus, and I highly recommend the annual membership, because it's going to save you the most money in the long term, you get free access to the portals on how to program the radio, how to set up the radio, how to do anything you want to know about the radio or the hot slot and how to use it and navigate it. They provide information so that you can get and learn anything you need to know and have any questions you need answered. And they are very, very good about helping you.
With KO4WWZ and the RagChu portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Chandler, I've seen that 878. I think that's the HT with APRS and DMR and stuff built in. It's got a lot of functionality. I've seen a couple of those on QRZ.com for sale and a couple other places, but they look like a nice little radio. But I haven't gotten anything new in quite a while. I've got to get used to using all the stuff I already have, if that makes sense. I've got so much functionality I haven't even tapped into yet with the wire stuff and some of the HF stuff. And, you know, again, the ham radio, you can go in any direction you want and then come back and start from scratch and go back and head out in a different direction. So, like we like to talk, it's a... you know, it's a license to learn more than anything. So if you can't find something you enjoy, you're not trying hard enough. Over.
Roger. You are definitely right. But it's a license to learn. And in every aspect of amateur radio, without a single doubt in my mind, I have a lot to learn. And I'm starting to learn that maybe some things in ham radio is probably not the best fit for me. And, you know, I don't like it, but I would rather be somewhere where I could be of better use and of better service. And, you know, somewhere where me and everyone in the hobby can be together, be happy, and enjoy ourselves. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. This is KO4WWZ. I'll stand by and let you shut down the net, and then maybe we can queue for some more if you have time.
Well, I, again, appreciate you hanging out and making a few comments there. Let me go back and verify that Chad, I guess Robert was going to secure. Did you have anything else you needed for the moment, sir?
KO4NUE. No, sir. Go ahead, Mike. I'm clear.
Oh, sir, I just didn't want to leave you out there hanging if you needed something else. But anyway, all right, well, as we get to the bottom half of the hour here, let me go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Mike, please check in and out. Kilo, Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Jamie, and my proxy, Kilo, Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina, she's at work. I'm at home tonight. Chesney, check us out.
Welcome, Jamie. Jamie, good to hear you, my friend. It seems like it's been a while, and again, probably my fault from not being on the radio, but definitely good to hear your voice. I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Hotel X-ray, KJ4UHX. And Jamie also brings along his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Lima November, KJ4YLN. And Jamie, hope you and Miss Sabrina are doing well tonight. Definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you coming in and checking in with us. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody, but I'm really close to 70 check-ins tonight, so I'm hoping to get like two more check-ins. So, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. I think we might have everybody for the moment. So one final time. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, N4DJC. I got a comment to ask Chad about something. UE, N4DJC.
N4DJC, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Jerry. How are you tonight, sir?
Doing good. You're sounding a lot better. I hope you're doing better. I was just going to ask for the net, how far have you jumped down the packet rabbit hole?
Jerry. Anna's over there giving me the stink eye, so it's bad. Hang around. Let him close the net out, and if you will talk about a few minutes, I'll let you know.
Back to net control, AK4HRM4DJC.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Chad, I think we've all gotten that look. Again, that's kind of why I was mentioning to Chandler. I got to use with the stuff I've got. so to speak. It's kind of like, well, you need another radio for what? Or another piece of test equipment for what? Can't you use what you already have? But, yeah, I get what you're saying, though, because like you say, you find a new mode, and there's that one little piece you got to get, and then you find one other little piece in order to interconnect that with what you need to interconnect. But anyway, I'm already preaching to the choir. But, Chad, let me go ahead and close out the net, and you and Jerry can get back in here. So, one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, Net Control. Have everybody for the moment. I believe Mark, W2MJB, will be running the net tomorrow night. I did not check the schedule, but normally he's here, and one thing's for sure, we will have a net controller tomorrow, so definitely come back and check in with them and fill their log up. Stand by, and I will pass my net report electronically. K4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, again with our thanks for all the stations who have checked in. Remember and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come check back in tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.
NC, KO4NUE.
NUE, N4DJC, what's been happening? You got your TNC and everything set up, or have you gone even further down that old rabbit hole?
I've gone far down the hole. I saw Hillary Clinton the other day.
Deep. So, what all you got set up, Chad? I'm just curious.
Okay, so, Winlink Gateway. So I requested through Winlink to get a Winlink gateway. It sits up on APRSFI, and they kind of want you to run tri-mode, VHF, HF, and then, you know, Telnet. That's the three modes they're talking about. So the VHF gateway set up, it's functioning. I inquired about it just to see, you know, kind of how it worked and how much it's, you know, what it would cost, you know, because I was envisioning in my mind, okay, I need, you know, server rack and four or five servers and this and that, you know. So it just for giggles, I, you know, sent them an email to see what, you know, what they had to say. So the coordinator contacted me for Winlink and said, well, do you have a 2-meter radio and an antenna and a computer? And I said, yep. Okay, well, here's the software. Download it and you ready to go. So 3 days later, I've got radios in here sideways and coax. You know, I don't know where some of this coax goes, but I figured out, I guess. So that's on the Winlink side of things. With that, with the TNC that you download, you know, you still got the hardware type TNCs, but I just download one and use it on the computer. I mean, there's a lot of benefits that come with that. You can decode, you know, whatever you feed into it. But then they ain't got into APRS yet. But bulletin board systems come with the, you know, with the software, and it's just, you know, I'm still enjoying and experimenting. I got a, you know, a lot to learn yet.
Sounds like you've already taken a big bag down if you've already done all that. So I'm assuming that the TNC must work through some type of sound card or something like that. Or I'm not that I'm familiar with the old types of standalone types. I'm not familiar with the software types.
Yaesu, I got. It's got a sound card built in, so, you know, not required. But these signal lengths, I've, you know, got them figured out. You know, it took me a little while to figure out how the thing's working. I don't know how many times I took it apart, but finally figured out what's happening. And you know, like Larry says, just stick your shovel right in it. So once I got that figured out and what it was doing and how it was doing it, you know, it was, you know, game on at that point. So, and Jerry, I guess what started all this was being a member of the club. We got a couple of members that live on the back side of the mountain that can't access the repeater. So we just kind of accepted it as a challenge with the club to figure out a way to get traffic around the mountain. So we did it with, you know, RF verbal, you know, verbal messages, relay to relay. But when I started picking a packet, I thought, what is all this about? Let me, you know, let me just see. And, oh my goodness, I could not believe, you know, what you can do with packet. Such a simple word, but just the things you can do with it is just absolutely amazing, you know. You can, you know, if you can only hear one packet station transmitting, you can connect with it. And once you connect with it, you can say, okay, well, how many stations can you hear? And when, you know, it'll tell you how many stations it's listening to. Well, you leave it and go connect another one and another one and another one. So you can just, you know, connect from station to station to station. I guess theoretically you probably could go all the way across, you know, whatever, with 2 meter, you know. That's pretty fascinating to me. Maybe not, you know, everybody else's cup of tea, but I don't know, it's kind of neat, you know. It's pretty interesting.
It was kind of at the height of its popularity back in the late 80s or so, I guess. Got me started to ham radio. He was really dead into it. He had a Cantronics TNC. Those things are still, they still make those things. Those things are pretty expensive, but he really enjoyed it. And I didn't use it that much because I was pretty busy at that time. I didn't really have time to dig into it, but he really enjoyed the heck out of it. And a lot of people still did. I'm surprised it's not, you know, the internet has changed everything around with ham radio, but, something I've been in a long time, but there's still a lot of parts of the hobby I just hadn't stuck my toe in, you know.
So with the bulletin board stuff, you know, I didn't really know that even existed. I just kind of happened onto it. I got into one of the repeater sites, I guess, and I thought, what is this bulletin board system? What's this all about? What does this mean? And, I mean, how do you describe that? I mean, you leave a message for somebody, and it's kind of like a post office. You go and see the postmaster, and you give him your message and say, hey, when Jerry comes in here, I want you to give him this message, but nobody but Jerry. So 2 days later, Jerry comes in and says, hey, I'm here to get my mail. And the postmaster says, well, Chad was in here 3 or 4 days ago. He left you a message. And it's, you know, it's, I know that's simplified, but that's pretty much what's happening. And then we get to the wind link side of things, and you just type an email and attach a file to it if you want to, and send that with, you know, your 2 meter radio. You can do it from radio to radio, or you can involve the internet, whatever, you know, your cup of tea is. And, you know, that's just, I don't know. That's just very fascinating to me to be able to do that. The one thing I'm most impressed with, though, is APRS. Not so much impressed with, you know, the APRS message, but what if, and this is rhetorical here, you can write your own packet, and monitor something from, you know, 100 miles away, or turn something on or off from 60 miles away, or be alerted if somebody opens a door. You know, I mean, when you start looking at it that way, I mean, that's kind of neat, you know, or at least I think it is.
Bringing you in for DJC. Well, yeah, it is, and it's been around a while. It's not like it's something, some new digital technology that's, you know, like the, some of the stuff that's in the last 8 or 10 years. That's been around a long time. It's matured a lot. I know that at one time, this has been since I've been operating with APRS. Excuse me, one time, the space station had a packet bulletin board on it, and there were people still using it as recently as just a few years ago. I don't know if it's still operational or not, but they were doing that. They'd do a bulletin board there, and then somebody on the other side of the world, you know, they'd wait till they get in, they'd upload the message from, you know, when they got into the bulletin board on board the space station. That was pretty cool. Like I said, I don't know whether it's still, I don't know if there's a backdoor method to get in there now or not, but it wasn't. It's just like if it isn't, it's been in the last 4 or 5 years that they were still doing that.
A funny story for you. So, I joined a club up here in Tryon, the Thumblebell Club, and we've got some very experienced older hams that are in the club. And you know my generation hams, I don't even know how to start this conversation, really. They just have so much experience, and, you know, been everywhere but the electric chair, seen everything but the wind, that kind of, you know, those kind of operators. So when, you know, my generation starts coming through the doors, and, you know, had a one meeting where we start talking about packet and bulletin board systems, and, you know, my generation was just like, oh my gosh, this is great. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, my goodness, you know, you can actually leave a message, or you can send a message from here to there, a written message, a complex message with details. That's just the most amazing thing. And we're just all having our little sidebar over there, and these older guys and ladies are sitting over here in the corner going, what's wrong with y'all? We did this in the 80s. What's the big deal? Whoop-de-doo, one of them said. Whoop-de-doo, you know? So, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what to say about Jerry other than they're not impressed. But they, you know, they've been there doing that. And, you know, I told one of the guys in the club, I said, well, you know, hey, let's put a TNC up at the repeater site, so we've got, you know. He said, what? We took that thing out 15 years ago. What? We want to put it back in? So, I don't know. It's just kind of neat, I guess.
That is a good story. We took it out 15 years ago. That's about right. It's still, I think the WW4BFB has got, I think, on one of their repeaters, they still got a packet bulletin board set up somewhere up in New Charlotte. And there's a couple of clubs in Atlanta that still have something too, I think. But it was really popular in Atlanta here because, you know, they got a lot of repeaters on TV towers and on top of Stone Mountain there, and they could had wide coverage. A lot of, you know, a lot of engineers at Georgia Tech and places like that, they were really interested in that sort of thing. And they had a lot of ham activity there back 20 years ago, but still a lot. But it's a lot of fun, and, you know, it's just a novelty of it, I guess. But it's like, you know what, it's just something else to do, something else to spend our money on. It gets us in some trouble and keeps us out of the bad trouble anyway.
KL4NUE with N4DJC. So, actually, Jerry, they're everywhere. Anderson's got two. There's three in the Pickens area. And then you get up on the mountain chain up there where Caesar's Head and all that. KN4MHJ-7. I mean, they're quite everywhere, actually. If you had a signal link, if you run across one, you know, cheap, pick one up and just, you know, figure out how to get it hooked to the computer, which is not hard, and you just download a free software, TNC, on the computer. You just turn the radio to that whatever frequency you want to listen to, and you would not believe the traffic. I mean, it's not just on 144390 APRS. If you're on the 2 meter band and you see all those little slices for digital stuff, I mean, it's everywhere. You know, people are transmitting on, you know, select frequencies and got, you know, their own little packets that they're sending. It's just, you know, APRS is pretty busy, but, you know, you get down in the 010 and 090, oh my gosh, I mean, it's just, it never stops, you know, and that's, you know, that's pretty impressive. I didn't realize that all that was around me, but when you're able to see it and, you know, decode the packet when it comes in, it's pretty fascinating to see all the information that's moving around you that you have no idea is there. It's pretty impressive, really. Even if it is obsolete, it works. And it requires, you know, less power. You can listen better. Why wouldn't you?
4NUE and 4DJC, well, yeah, that's exactly right. And it's, like I said, it's just another facet of the hobby that, you know, of course, years ago people were familiar with it, and a lot of people used it, and a lot of those guys, you know, no longer with us, and we either went on to other, you know, facets of the hobby, but it's still real popular. And, you know, that thing started out in Arizona. I think that Tapers group out in Tucson, that's where a lot of it got started. But it's always been interesting to me because, you know, we used to use bulletin boards on computer stuff years ago before a lot of people, you know, we just dial up 300 baud per second, stuff like that. It was just we did that. We had local bulletin boards, you know, when I was living up in Rock Hill back in the late 70s. We used that. It's a similar deal to that, but when my friend got involved in it, it was unlike him. He wasn't a computer guy at all, but he loved it. I mean, that's all he did for years, because he didn't need to have much of an antenna. They need to have, you know, they just need a 2-meter rig. They'd have to have a lot of other equipment other than the TNC and the keyboard and a couple other things, I think, then, because I think they had their external TNC stuff, or standalone, I should say. But he loved it. They fell right into it. I was so surprised. He really enjoyed it. He tried his best to get me involved in it at that time, but I was just prodigal. I knew I was going to have to move in the next few months. I never got into it, but I kind of wished I had now. I'd have a jump ahead of it if I decided to get back in it.